Thank you all for being here. I'm really thrilled to be at the Writer Center. And thank you, Dorothy, for the introduction. Can everyone hear me all right? Okay. I am indeed reading for the first time from this book. It's coming out in June by West End Press. And it's centered around the Statue of Liberty. Because for 1 year, 1886, the Statue of Liberty sat dormant in 350 pieces in 214 crates on Bedloe's Island in New York Harbor. The statue was a gift from France to the U.S. to celebrate both U.S. independence and especially the Union's victory in the Civil War. It was designed by the sculptor Frederic Auguste Bartholdi, and it was fabricated in France into its full size, 15 stories tall. It was then dismantled and shipped to the United States. I often write about pauses and the vulnerability of suspended time, and so I became intrigued with the year, the single year, that this colossal icon, a ready-made assumption of freedom and equality, waited disassembled. I wondered, what happens when people perceive a symbol in terms of labor and materials? And once this symbol, the lady, is reassembled and unveiled in a land of vast inequality, how credible will she be? I'll start with three poems from the beginning of the book. Actually, the first poem I'll read is the first poem in the book, and then I will read from the last section. Hey, lady. Hey, lady, you or her, you turn your head. Hey, lady, 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 who? The tight-lipped goddess, or one of you, running your husband's lunchbox down the Brooklyn docks? Hello? Hey? Wait. Hey, lady. Not a whisper, this catcall. Give us what you promised, or give us an honest truth. Come here and look me in the eye. The sculptor and his mother. He knows no shackles or shackles welt, no gash in a child's bosom, her mother torn away. He hasn't seen this history's bone exposed bone, but an artist can imagine, sketch and build. He thinks each baby's first breath is a breath. Let mother be the look he's looking for. Where to start? Where did he start, and when did he know to break her into parts? When did he decide stages of her reconstruction? Germ of a colossal notion, the Sphinx, Rhodes, a gist, handful, cake of ore, commission secure, do it big. Mother on a stool beside the easel turns three quarters around. Almond eyes, lids, chin, he sketches top to bottom, head to broken shackle feet. Three stages of enlargement with 9,000 measurements. What grows, suffers, sighs. Bartholdi measured proportions time and time and time again, each metric jotting a skip and a jump to the next forged enlargement. Suffered the size. Liberty and metal expand at different rates. Surface and tension mismatch. What grows? The sculptor measured his concept. The concept measured up. Proportions not too disproportionate. Hands, for example, as they should be. Wrist to fingertip, the length of a human face. And if he opened the statue's arms, she'd touch the east-west corners of Leonardo's circle. The statue is covered in copper, and it's a form of pounding copper called repoussé, and that the copper was shaped into forms to become the outside structure. This is called making skin. The ceiling, high as a frown, echoes mallets pounding. Tap, 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 a journeyman's light hold on a handle, an apprentice's too tight grip, a master artisan's whole body, tap, tap, tapping, a psoriasis elbow, calloused heel, du jour classical chin uplifted. Not beer songs, but Bizet or Massenet wielding tap, 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 wielding tap. Her hollow girth draped in 2 millimeter thick perfection. Stola over breasts, belly, thighs. A diadem, the same copper skin, and a torch, tablet, sandal, broken chain. Tap the metal. Body and accoutrements reverberate the same. On the ship, she crosses borders. On open shackle feet, she crosses long dotted lines, crosses sketch to object, ore to molten steel, hot to cold, small, medium, beyond large to huge. Norway, France, New York, land, sea, land, peace, whole, whole again to peace, ideal to real, then to now, full to hollow, mother to metal, flesh to hammered skin, adamant to a 5-inch sway in wind. With a passport stamped change and be the same, a photo ID glib as a poster on a sheriff's wall, and signed sealed documents, she crosses. Fine, you say, fine. But then who is she? Waiting. On the island, the men talk. Talk weather, talk money, talk wars, they talk. Crated time, a year, split seconds pass, quick as an eyelid blinking off a gnat, slow as a palm over velvet. Words and words, disassemble, reassemble. Why a torch or tablet to begin with, but that meaning will grow in it, someone meant it to mean and instilled, so it does, and they ask in the talk, 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 will it last? Year, pause, sleep. Between bed and rising, who sleeps while the promise sleeps? Who stays awake? Who labors day and night while metal shapes of concocted connections lie unstirred? Maybe change is the shady character fidgeting in your dream. Maybe change is a crumbling city's ear-splitting hourly bells. Either way, it's a word with the narrowest circumference. Unpacking. The rookie laborer jaunts over the island's crop of rocks. Today they start unpacking. Veins and cartilage and overdue fantasies of completion. All the air, contained or loose, splits anxiety into anticipation. Like giving birth, but with a step-by-step paginated manual. A man pulls out lists to match lists, checks off that one, this, assumes inside the nailed shut wood slat crate, a nose. What temptation to pry the lid, rustle through the packing, slide a stealth hand up a nostril, pluck a splinter hair. Hollow head. Hoisted last, her hollow head swings. Brooklyn shipyards catch in her eye, tankers, tugs, fog slaps her cheek, complete. The bolted tight copper concept nests in the hole of her neck, airtight. Skin over air. Skin that covers her is jungled islands and rocky archipelagos patched together seamlessly. Blotched tundra, taupe sandbars, iridescent reefs. Her skin hangs loose like hand-me-down trousers, like scruffled skirts of pompous linen. Flesh and cloth pimpled so green, the speckles blend into one continuous acne shroud. Hers is unlikely skin, measured, cut, and snapped into place. Rivets in her shoulders, rivets in her face. Everyone's in the act. Little pork Lady Liberties in the butcher shop window. Deep brown sculpted bittersweet in the chocolatiers. A diadem crowns a carved pumpkin face. The dressmakers stole a draped mannequin. Everybody celebrates in cotton balls, in blocks of soap, in all material but fish heads, asphaltum, or gauze. She's an imported cousin or long-lost aunt, sister if you look hard. Where to seat her at the table? Do you invite her at all? They say she's raucous when silent, silent when asked to speak. New gal on the block. Air is her core, her blood, how she stays awake. Air is her skeletal secret and muscles that keep her erect. Air is, she is, her liberty and all that that means, and she is built into, standing in air. Air holds her, I hold her. You, we, our air holds her up. New gal on the block. Exposed, shivering in rain. The fire of a million eyes watching, and she is shivering in rain. Bolts girdle doubt and double take. A U.S. girl now, debutante. Fluffed up goose down pillows, pink diary beside the bed. A U.S. girl now, shuttles, cocks, bobbin cones. Cast iron sweltering kitchens, steaming presses, on her knees all night, scrubbing. Promised. We were promised her eyes, not blinded by starlight, will stare down gobbledygook, glare at hodgepodge interpretation. We were promised critique. Don't misunderstand, she is in no way a nodding bobblehead, but who fed us promises, predicting what results recorded where? The tablet is monosyllabic, the crown 7 points askew. If she sees the pile of props behind the curtain, she's not telling. Her lips have been carved closed. On the island she is born. She is born with broken shackles on her feet, broken but shackles. Born dragging her symbol self up the pedestal stair, iron rings clawing her ankles like fingernails of a clinging child begging. Concept is that child, clinging, begging to be lifted and held, begging for a story at bedtime. It's all right, tomorrow is another day. Lifted to her mother's shoulders, unencumbered view, and coddled as she outgrows spasm by spasm her birth. Concept is her face, scarred and blemished. Her eyes don't blink, her eyes stare. Despite the bright light, her lids are flaccid, but her eyes don't blink. She is born from concept, pregnant possibility. Born from herself in a contrived circular way that coils reason into contradiction. Aghast and hardened, she is born full form. Fact is, despite hoopla, she remains unbejeweled, her neck simply cast, unweighted, her wrists unadorned. Fact is, her flat eyes gaze in only one direction. If on this island she is symbol, then all of it, the southeast she faces, the thick French plates covering her ears. Fact is fact, she's vertical in a horizontal harbor, topped with a diadem of spikes. A diadem is a crown. The diadem spikes point to the horizon. 8 months before she opens her copper-blind eyes, slim 50 miles south, fewer when Jim Crow flies, Mingo Jack, short, stout, dragged from his cell, blood on the loop rope knot. Authorities say no prince. The Times writes, New Jersey tries to prove the mob lynched the wrong Negro. The diadem spikes point to labor. The 10-year-old is out there working, out there. A woman's hand lunges for the penny piecework through the spinning gears. Day, night, and sweat behind grime-painted windows. Doors locked, menstrual flow puddles on the bench. Tens of thousands spill into Broadway, 1st of May, Union Square. The last to protest is not the last. The Baker's Union banner, hours, ages, wages, rise up. The diadem spikes point to permissions granted. 500 Cherokee torn from their land, cattle driven and whipped, cornered and scalped, slayed and scalped, train windows nailed shut, shit, piss, and vomit. Like animals, like non-humans, non-humans, not even a species, prisoners of war for 27 years. And the last poem is called What If She Wants to Change? What if she wants to loop her arms in silver, neck in ruby and onks, slouch, droop, drop her chin, ease her roiling gut, say what she thinks, say what she sees, say the uninscribed, unscripted. What if she wants to disobey, tell the sister you turned away, I hear, helplessly, I hear, and lug her half-shackled feet off the pedestal, slip from the sandal one toe, two, kick the illusion apart. What if she wants to strip naked in a far hemisphere on a desert dune? No one will find her, need her, thrust their palms out, take, take, take. She'd escape the ankle iron, however broken chains. Sever her feet if she has to, Stand on feetless limbs, the first step.